You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's forging of a historic new defence pact with the United States and Britain that will give it access to nuclear-powered submarines has divided opinion, prompting scepticism at home and fury from France and China. The new pact, to be known as AUKUS, has been described by Prime Minister Scott Morrison as a forever partnership formed in the face of an increasingly difficult strategic environment. The first significant outcome of the pact will see Australia get access to secret US nuclear submarine technology to build a new fleet in Adelaide. The AUKUS partnership means the cancellation of a $90 billion submarine deal with French company Naval and the French government, known as Future Submarine. Naval was employing 350 people here in Australia on an Australian venture to develop and sell high-level welding technology to French submarine builders. The company had contracted several small and medium enterprise businesses in South Australia to fulfill its contract with the French government. It had plans for a future workforce of 1,700 had the project reached the construction phase. Now, with the AUKUS pact, that will not happen. Audra McCarthy is the CEO of Defence Teaming Centre. She explains the impact on small to medium enterprises in Australia.
Since the commencement of the Future Submarine Program, small to medium-sized businesses and industry at large have been pursuing opportunities in the defence sector, looking for opportunities to form joint ventures with French companies. We've had a number of companies within our membership who have established joint ventures with French companies, and now they're wondering where does that leave them, particularly with those arrangements. So you're talking about wholesale structural changes to businesses to suit this particular program, which is now all changed.
Ms. McCarthy told SBS News no one saw this coming.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time speaking with members yesterday, and most people were saying how they were shocked and surprised by the announcement. It's certainly a decision which we didn't see coming, and it's something that's actually creating a lot of turmoil, particularly for the small to medium-sized enterprise sector. We're talking about small businesses who have invested significantly over the last 4 to 5 years in pursuing opportunities in the future submarine. And a lot of that investment has actually been personal investment, both financial and emotional as well.
Adrian Smith, Managing Director of KTIG Limited, one of the companies affected by the AUKUS deal, says the cancellation of the French deal is a disappointment.
We were in discussions with Naval, quite advanced, towards using our technology for pipe spooling, basically making the pipe work for the submarines. And obviously, it's a bit of a disappointment with it, where it is. But there are a lot of SMEs, you know, who will suffer a lot worse than what we are, and I feel for those.
Mr. Smith says his Adelaide-based business is also focused on the future and the Australian nuclear-powered submarine project.
But there are some great Australian businesses. You know, in our context, our welding technology is used in the nuclear industry throughout the world for doing this sort of things. You know, we should be applying these technologies on these projects. There are fabulous small fabricators that do really innovative design and add value, and you know, we should be taking advantage of that in Australia.
Around 500 small to medium businesses were scaling up to supply the French company, which last month celebrated finalizing $10 million in local contracts. With the AUKUS pact, Australia will become the seventh nation with nuclear-powered submarines after the US, the UK, China, Russia, India, and France. South Australia's Premier, Stephen Marshall, however, is promising long-term jobs and urging students now to think about a career in the defence industries.
The federal government has already modelled that by 2030 we'll have 5,000 people working here in South Australia on these new programs and platforms, and that is a massive, massive number. And so my strong message to people that might be at school at the moment thinking about their careers, there are decades and decades of work, fantastic work, sustainable work, well-paid work, challenging work right here in South Australia in the defence industry. Think about your subject choices and get excited about the future, which is happening right here in South Australia.
The government is hoping other projects, including the Collins-class life extension and full-cycle docking, will help fill the job gap, meaning 700 jobs could stay. But union members such as Peter Bauer are saying that's years away.
Well, I don't see how they can deliver that. I understand that there is some more work coming. There's the life extension of the Collins-class submarines. There's also the overhaul of the air warfare destroyers, but those jobs are some time off yet. 2024 until we do the air warfare destroyers, and 2026 before we do the life extension. So what those workers will do in the meantime is a bit of concern whether they'll have meaningful work or not.
The first of more than 2,500 tradies were set to start work this year, but now no more.
Now that we've had this naval group rejection, we're going to have a situation where we're going to have to find work for those people, meaningful work, so that we can retain them.
How much of the build will be undertaken on Australian soil and the quota of local products are questions creating angst in a sector that suffered decades of false starts. Ms. McCarthy says the build should take place entirely in Australia, not just assembly.
Ideally, we want to see the build from the ground up, construction, manufacture, not just assembly done here in Adelaide.
Mr. Smith, however, sees a future of opportunity.
This is a really big opportunity to realign that, and the government in the negotiations for the new contract can put an emphasis on Australian-owned companies doing the really important stuff.
Those issues are likely to be discussed during the 18-month consultation period with the US and the UK. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.